Oh, hold on, guys. Everybody stop and say hello to Big Fatty. He's in the chat room.
Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. I think what it was is we started talking about the gay fist bump.
Oh, fisting?
Yeah, the gay fist bump. Not fisting. We didn't talk about fisting.
I talked about fisting. What were y'all talking about?
I was talking about just the gay fist bump.
I was thinking about fisting.
I was going with the Big Daddy Dave for an FF top.
Okay, so I guess we were all over the map here. So.
We ran the gamut.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, fisting.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1506 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of November 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and there was something in the P.O. box.
Was it cake?
Hello, Dragas. Big Fatty, we're both dragging. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. I'm going to tell you, since the time I talked, and the last time I talked to you, last time I recorded was Wednesday night for the Thursday show, because we had that special episode of the gays with the Laughing Buddha. Y'all, I hope you enjoyed that. It was lovely. Just lovely to get to sit down with him. Yes, Big Fatty, he was just lovely. And y'all, lots has happened. Y'all, it was an old coal miner event here at the coal mine all weekend long, and y'all, the hats were over here, and y'all, it's just, I'm poop deck pappy. Big Fatty, me too. I'm poop deck poodle. Big Fatty. Y'all, it went really well. Honestly, now that it's over, all I can say is,
Big Fatty, it's never not funny.
I tell you what, let's just talk about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, like I said, y'all, long weekend. It started, first of all, the whole week has been planning the big old coal miners weekend. And y'all, everything just went as wonderfully as it possibly could have. Had a big event on Thursday night. You know, that was Gay Kremlin. So Big Fatty was not here at the Fat Cave to deal with the urchins.
Big Fatty!
And so there was no candy.
No, Big Fatty, no candy.
In the Fat Cave. And then on Friday, y'all, just lots of different events going on Friday. And the hats came in. The hats came in Thursday afternoon. They had a good time, y'all. Is all I'm gonna say is that they just had a good time, and y'all, I'm real proud of them. They were troopers, and they didn't sit around and complain and or anything like that. They were just good. They had a good time, and my mother was drinking some wine. Yes, Big Fatty. Now we know where you get it from. Friday night, there was another big event, yes, and y'all, Big Fatty, I'm gonna tell you, when Big Fatty crawled in the bed on Thursday night and Friday night, y'all, my back was just hurting. I mean, you know, you're just so tired that your back hurts, And I gotta say, old Vader, he probably worked three times as hard as Big Fatty did. But y'all, he and Larry Clive both were just real, you know, they worked longer than I did. But y'all, I just get to a point where I can't do anything else. I just run out of energy. Then Saturday was a busy day as well, and. Then Saturday afternoon, I came and took a long nip a nap. Y'all, and the weather this weekend. Ooh, what is that? Oh, that's Brofkus. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Thursday, the high was 80 degrees and the low was 70 degrees. And then for right. The high was like the mid-70s, and then overnight, it rained heavy overnight, and so they were, I mean, it was just, it was, and but mercifully, when we got up Saturday morning, y'all, is gone, but y'all, the wind had picked up, and by Saturday night, y'all, you needed a camisole, and y'all, then on Sunday morning, I met the hat. Oh, Saturday night, went out, let me back up. I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show, and y'all, then I went out and had a couple of cocktails with Granny and Miss Porter over at the Dudley Do-Rights. And then Sunday morning, y'all, I met the Hats at a little Brofkus restaurant that we always go to whenever they come over. And we had a lovely Brofkus. And y'all, then they were going to run back by the hotel and run to the toilet. Y'all, speaking of running to the toilet, evidently, Guru Nudie's new hip is doing well, y'all, because he had a colonic emergency, and y'all, he was moving. He was not Uncle Joe. He was not moving kind of slow, because if he had, we don't need to be here about him. After we had the Brofkus, Big Fatty went out to the Sam's Club and to the Walmart. And, y'all, I finally used my dollar off coupon for those seasoning butters, and I got me some cough drops and some Theraflu. I needed some more Theraflu, because that really helps Big Fatty with the congestion and the phlegminess and all that kind of stuff. And then I went to the Sam's Club and got some of the good coffee, and I needed the Dawn dishwashing liquid. And, y'all, they had a thing there. It was, let's see, I've got the receipt right here. It was Memphis Dry Rub Chicken Wings. And what you do, y'all, is it's like a 4-pound bag of chicken wings. Then there's two different seasoning packets. And I guess you can season them hot or mild, or, you know, season them two different times. You don't have to use them all at one time. But it's the dry rub, so you don't get all the sugar and high fructose cone syrup from the barbecue sauce. So, y'all, I got some of those, and I think I'm going to fix me some of those for my supper here in a little while. And, y'all, I hope you remembered to fall back, because, you know, that's what we did this weekend. And, y'all, I've got to tell you, I cannot wait, because I'm recording this Sunday afternoon. By the way, the day's just drug on because we've fallen back, so we've got another hour, and I keep looking at the clock going, it can't be just 1 o'clock. It feels like it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and so I know I'm going to sleep well tonight. But y'all, I can't wait for it for the dusk to start falling, as Big Fatty is leaving to go home from the coal mine to get here to the Fat Cave. And as I'm recording the little show, there'll be a dusk falling dusk. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then, of course, later tonight, Monday night, y'all, you know, on the dance, and I'm not going to the Fat Cave to talk about this, but I'm just going to remind you, because I know some of you are big fans of this person. But on the dance in this week, you know, that Len Goodman, he's not going to be there. And, y'all, the replacement, the celebrity judge they've got is going to be that chair. And not that chair, but, you know, share. So, y'all, you might want to tune in and see Cher go, "Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Gary Ananaba, 10. Cher, yo, babe, 10. Baby, that was awful. So check that out. And, of course, the State of the Station that was held on Sunday night, I'll give you a full report on tomorrow's little show, just in case you didn't get a chance to hear it. So I pretty much think was the weekend, except for the fact that on my way back, oh, I know what else. While I was out at the Sam's and the Walmart, I filled up on the petroleum products while I was out there. $2.95 a gallon, y'all. I thought that was lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, then on the way home, back here to the Fat Cave, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. I say, y'all, earlier last week, I got an e-letter from Daddy Dave, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show, along with that Skeeter and Blue and Romo from the Pod Cubs. And he says, Berg Herder, congratulations on your 1,500 shows. You should be getting an Amazon package with a little gift at between the 6th and the 8th of November. Thank you for all you do. Now, y'all, I've gotten a package from Amazon, but y'all, it ain't the 6th to the 8th, so I don't know if this one is from Daddy Dave or not, but we're going to open it up. Oh, dear, I see. Big Daddy, what did you do? Y'all, I've unplugged the headphones. All right, but we're going to open it up and see what's inside, and y'all, I'm going to use the scissors on this, because, you know, when you get old, there's nothing better than a good pair of scissors, and keep a pair in your kitchen, too. Big Daddy. Y'all, it is, let's see what it says here. It's, it is a gift at from Miss Beaver. Beaver, ready? So there's going to be another one. Well, there's another box here anyway. And it says it's a gift from Kim Beaver. And it says, a gift from Kim Beaver. Happy 1500. Poodle McNoodle, and all of you, Fatty, is for me, too. And Big Fatty, heart the beavers. Big Fatty, can I open it? Sure you can. And y'all inside, what the hell is that? Oh, Big Fatty, look at it. It's a kitty. It says, the Invincibles, they keep on squeaking even when punctured. These are plush puppies. And Big Fatty, it's a kitty. Oh, that's so pretty. Yeah, let's see what it sounds like. Sounds like you. That's vulgar. Miss Beaver, that is just lovely. Yes, Big Daddy, I'm going to go sit over here in the corner and play with my kitty. Big Daddy, oh, I just love that. Okay, well, you're not going to be, don't do that during the show. Okay, Big Daddy, I'll keep it to myself. I won't do it during the show. Okay, great. But y'all, let's see what this other box is. And y'all, I think this one came to the super secret address. But I don't know. It's from something in Glendale, Arizona. Ready? And Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, it's a big old box. Be ready, please. When you say that, it's vulgar. And let's just see what it is in here. Be ready. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, oh, my gosh. Oh. Now, this, I don't know. Is this from Daddy Dave? Y'all, it is the Lost in Space robot. Baby, that's just lovely. Y'all, you don't know how much that means to me. Oh, my gosh. But, y'all, there's nothing in here to say who it's from. Baby. I don't know. Oh, I've unplugged the headphones. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. How do I plug it in? Okay, let's see if I've ruined the recording by doing that. Probably, Big, no. Y'all, it is the Lost in Space robot. Oh, my God, that was on my wish list, y'all. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to have to put the batteries in it, and I will debut the sounds and all of this on tomorrow's y'all, this is something that Big Fatty grew up with. This is fan-fucking-tastic. Oh, my God, I love it. Love it! So whoever lights, sounds, and motion, Big Fatty. It says try me, but how do I try you? Big Fatty, we don't know. Okay. pop-out arms and motorized rolling action. Big Fatty, please! Yeah, guys, y'all, all I gotta say is that in the first part of February, y'all, there's a lot of fucking that goes on then, because y'all, today, the 4th of November, 9 months later, y'all, we do not have two celebrations of exiting the birth canal today, and y'all, that is 9 celebrations of exiting the birth canal this week. But y'all, today the 4th, y'all, we are going to send out exiting celebration wishes to y'all, the Ramble Reteed. And y'all, you know, he does that Ramble Reteed little show. And Ramble, I just hope that you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, I'm playing with the kitty. I hear it. Okay. And poodle. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today is, y'all, is none other. It's none other than that the Haunt Cub. Y'all, it's Jay the Haunt Cub from the Lotzel. He's oftentimes on the Stick It With a Poke as well, and y'all, he is out there in the Palm Springs. So I sent him it twice, and y'all, I saw on the Twitty that Mr. Michael Brandon is out there in the Palm Springs. Y'all, it's evidently the Gay Pride out there in Palm Springs, and y'all, I have a feeling that Ron and Jay are going to have such a good time that by the time the visit is over, they'll both be going,
and I hope they have lovely, lovely cakes.
Gussie, y'all, I'm a straight boyfriend, straight Bob from down there in the future. Y'all, every year he sends me an e-letter, and came in Sunday afternoon. It says, Burgharder. Actually, it says, Hey, Handsome. Be ready. The Melbourne Cup is coming up on Tuesday, which means I get a day off from work. Woohoo! When you get a chance, could you go over to www.races.com.au/ and pick a horse. I'll put a $5 bill on it. Thanks. And y'all, so I'm going to go over here and I'm gonna choose a horse for the horse race, because Straight Bob does that for me every year. I've yet to win one. Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, and I went over here and I looked at them, and there were no names that just jumped out at me as one that made the most sense. There was one that was Ibisino, and y'all know that sounded like irritable bowel syndrome, but that wasn't close enough.
Be ready, Volga.
So y'all, I'm basing it this year completely on the jockey silks. You know, that's the camisole they wear. And y'all, I'm gonna go with the yellow one. I'm gonna go with Dandino. We'll see how it goes. What do you think of my pick there, Skeeter?
Fisting?
Oh, no, we're not. No, it's a horse race. It's not fisting. Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
me.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.